PTSD Basics by Dr. Balan. A story that many people quietly live. Ravi had always been calm and dependable. A loving father, a careful driver, and someone his colleagues trusted. One evening on his way home, his car was hit by a speeding vehicle. He survived with minor physical injuries. The doctor said he was lucky. But something had changed. At night, Ravi would wake up sweating, hearing the sound of crashing metal in his mind. He avoided driving on the same road. Loud noises made him jump. He felt irritable with his children. He stopped meeting friends. His family thought he should just forget it because he was physically fine. Ravi wasn't weak. He wasn't dramatic. He was experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and he is not alone. What is post-traumatic stress disorder? Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, is a mental health condition that can develop after someone experiences or witnesses a deeply frightening or distressing event. This could include road traffic accidents, physical or sexual assault, domestic violence, natural disasters, childhood abuse, sudden loss of a loved one, serious medical emergencies, war or conflict. It is important to understand something very clearly. PTSD is not a sign of weakness. It is the brain's survival system staying on alert even after the danger has passed. After trauma, the body's alarm system, fight or flight response, can get stuck in the on position. When that happens, a person may relive the trauma, avoid reminders, or feel constantly tense. Why does PTSD happen? When we face danger, the brain releases stress hormones. This helps us react quickly. In most cases, once the danger passes, the body calms down. But in PTSD, the brain continues to behave as if the threat is still present. Certain factors may increase risk. Severe or repeated trauma, childhood trauma, lack of emotional support, previous anxiety or depression, ongoing stress after the event. However, PTSD can affect anyone. Strong, successful, educated, resilient individuals. Common symptoms of PTSD. For a diagnosis, symptoms usually last more than 1 month and interfere with daily life. According to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, symptoms fall into four main groups. Let's understand them in simple language. Are you living the trauma? Intrusion symptoms. The memory feels fresh and intense. Flashbacks. Feeling like it is happening again. Nightmares. Disturbing thoughts. Emotional distress when reminded of the event. Physical reactions like sweating or a racing heart. For some people, even a smell, sound, or location can trigger memories. Avoidance. The person tries hard not to think about it. Avoiding places linked to the trauma. Avoiding certain people. Refusing to discuss the event. Distracting themselves constantly. Avoidance may seem helpful at first, but over time it restricts life. Negative changes in thoughts and mood. Trauma can change how a person sees the world. Feeling unsafe everywhere. Persistent guilt or shame. Emotional numbness. Losing interest in hobbies. Feeling detached from loved ones. Hopelessness. Some people say, I am not the same person anymore. Being constantly on edge, hyperarousal. The nervous system remains overactive, irritability, sudden anger, being easily startled, difficulty sleeping, trouble concentrating, constant tension. This can lead to exhaustion and relationship problems. PTSD in children and teenagers. Children may not describe their feelings clearly. Instead, you may notice reenacting trauma in play, bedwetting, clinginess. Fear of separation. Aggressive behavior. Drop in school performance. Early intervention can prevent long-term emotional difficulties. How PTSD affects daily life. PTSD does not only affect emotions, it affects marriage and family life, parenting, work performance, physical health, social relationships. Some individuals may also develop depression, panic attacks, or substance misuse. If untreated, PTSD can last for years. But the good news is, PTSD is treatable. PTSD myth busting, separating facts from fiction. Misinformation prevents many people from seeking help. Let us correct some common myths. Myth 1. Only soldiers get PTSD. Fact. Anyone can develop PTSD. Accident survivors, abuse victims, healthcare workers, disaster survivors, or even witnesses of trauma. Myth 2. You should just move on. Fact. Trauma affects the brain. Recovery is not about willpower. Professional support can help the brain heal. Myth 3. Talking about trauma makes it worse. Fact. Talking in a safe, structured therapy setting actually reduces symptoms over time. Myth 4. If symptoms appear months later, it's not PTSD. Fact. PTSD symptoms can appear weeks, months, or even years after the trauma. Myth 5. Medication means you are weak. Fact. Medication can help regulate brain chemistry. It is no different from treating diabetes or hypertension. Myth 6. Children forget trauma easily. Fact. Children are deeply affected by trauma, even if they cannot express it. How is PTSD diagnosed? A trained psychiatrist or clinical psychologist evaluates nature of trauma, duration of symptoms, severity of distress, impact on daily functioning. There is no blood test for PTSD. Diagnosis is based on careful clinical assessment and discussion. Treatment of PTSD. Recovery is possible. Treatment is effective and evidence-based. Psychological therapy. Therapy helps the brain process the trauma safely. Common approaches include trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, exposure-based therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, supportive psychotherapy. Therapy gradually reduces fear and helps people regain control. Certain medications can help reduce anxiety, depression, sleep problems. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, are commonly used. Medication is often combined with therapy for best results. Self-care strategies alongside professional help. Professional care is important, but supportive habits can help recovery. Maintain regular sleep routine. Avoid alcohol or drugs. Practice relaxation techniques. Stay physically active. Connect with supportive people. Practice slow breathing exercises. Small steps make a difference. When should you seek help? Consider consulting a mental health professional if symptoms last more than 4 weeks. You avoid normal activities. You feel emotionally numb. Anger affects relationships. You feel hopeless. You have thoughts of self-harm. Early treatment improves recovery outcomes significantly. Can PTSD be prevented? Not always. But early support reduces risk. After trauma, talk to trusted people. Avoid isolating yourself. Seek professional evaluation if symptoms persist. Limit exposure to distressing media coverage. Community support plays a powerful role in healing. The importance of compassion. One of the most painful parts of PTSD is feeling misunderstood. Statements like, "Be strong. Others have it worse. It's all in your head," can increase shame. Instead, what helps is listening without judgment, encouraging professional help, offering patience. Healing takes time. Recovery and hope. Many people with PTSD recover fully. Others may still have occasional triggers, but learn to manage them effectively. With therapy, support, and appropriate treatment, fear decreases, confidence returns, relationships improve, life regains meaning. The brain has an incredible ability to heal. Seeking professional support. If you or your loved one is experiencing symptoms of PTSD, seeking timely evaluation from a qualified psychiatrist or clinical psychologist is essential. At specialized mental health clinics, treatment plans are tailored to the individual. Trauma-informed care ensures safety, privacy, and compassion throughout the healing process. Conclusion: trauma changes people, but it does not have to define them. PTSD is not a weakness. It is not attention seeking. It is not permanent. It is a treatable medical condition. Like Ravi, many people silently struggle after trauma. The turning point in Ravi's story came when he sought help. Gradually, his nightmares reduced. He drove again. He laughed with his children. He began to feel safe. If you recognize yourself or someone you love in this article, take the first step. Healing begins with reaching out. Frequently asked questions, FAQs about PTSD. 1. How long does PTSD last? PTSD can last for months or even years if left untreated. However, with the right therapy and support, many people see significant improvement within a few months. 2. Can PTSD go away on its own? In some mild cases, symptoms may reduce over time. But for many people, professional treatment is necessary to fully recover and prevent symptoms from worsening. 3. Is PTSD only caused by extreme events? Not always. While major trauma is a common cause, even events that may not seem extreme to others can trigger PTSD, depending on how the individual experiences them. 4. What is the most effective treatment for PTSD? A combination of trauma-focused therapy, such as CBT or EMDR, and in some cases, medication is considered the most effective approach. Treatment is always personalized. 5. Can children recover from PTSD? Yes, children can recover very well, especially with early intervention, family support, and child-focused therapy. 6. When should I seek professional help for PTSD? You should seek help if symptoms last more than a few weeks, interfere with daily life, affect relationships, or include distressing thoughts, nightmares, or emotional numbness. Early support leads to better outcomes.